Welcome to the NewsHour. I'm William Brangham. On Capitol Hill today, a looming government shutdown, a top senator is indicted, and lawmakers find a way around a months-long block on military promotions. More on those developments in a moment. But first, the United Auto Workers expanded their strike against two of Detroit's big three auto manufacturers today. Workers at 38 more sites in 20 different states are now joining the picket line, all part of a move designed to get the attention of car buyers and car owners. Ali Rogan reports.
No pay!
No parts!
No pay!
No parts!
From GM facilities in Flint, Michigan, to Stellantis distribution centers in Dallas, Texas, auto workers have taken their walkouts nationwide following the union's latest rallying cry.
Today, at noon Eastern time, all of the parts distribution facilities at General Motors and Stellantis are being called to stand up and strike.
UAW President Sean Fain called on an additional 5,600 auto workers to join the 13,000 already on strike against the Detroit Big Three manufacturers. UAW is now targeting GM and Stellantis and their parts distribution facilities for dealerships, but it spared Ford from any additional work stoppages for now. Fain said the union made, quote, real progress with Ford this week on cost of living adjustments, profit sharing, and job security. But a deal is far from done.
We still have serious issues to work through, but we do want to recognize that Ford is showing that they're serious about reaching a deal. At GM and Stellantis, it's a different story.
Those two automakers fell short on cost of living allowances, providing zero increases over a four-year term. They also rejected the union's profit sharing and job security proposals, as well as changes that would convert temps into permanent positions. UAW has other demands for all three companies, most notably wage hikes of 36% over 4 years. So far, the car makers have put forward little more than half that, about 20% across the board. The union has also proposed other significant changes, a four-day work week and traditional pension plans and the end of tiered wages, all aimed at getting back some of what workers lost during the 2008 financial crisis. The automakers argue they cannot meet many of the union's demands, largely due to the industry's expensive shift to electric vehicles. Earlier this week, Detroit Free Press published an op-ed by GM President Mark Roos, writing, quote, 85% of current represented employees would earn a base wage of approximately $82,000. The UAW's demands can be described in one word, untenable. Late today, the White House announced President Biden will travel to Michigan on Tuesday after the union dialed up the pressure by inviting him to the picket lines. While the president has expressed support for the workers, he has steered clear of getting too involved, including in the negotiations. Just one day later, former President Donald Trump is also expected to meet with union workers instead of attending the second presidential debate. The former president is trying to peel off union workers to support him. For its part, the union leadership has said a second Trump presidency would be a disaster. In the meantime, UAW says consumers will feel the impact of this strike expansion as the attention turns from production plants to distribution centers. Workers say they're prepared for a lasting standoff.
We'll take as long as we have to. If they're willing to come back and negotiate, we'll be ready at any time.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ali Rogan.